Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome. It is 8:08. This is Feedback. All right, today's subject matter, we're going to hit on a sensitive subject. We may delve into some areas using some phrasing and some verbiage that if you have little ones around, you may want to change that scenario. I don't plan this conversation to go PG-13 or further, but we are going to be talking about very sensitive subjects. And we're going to be honest, and we're going to be real about it, and we're going to require both sides of the argument to treat each other with respect. So, we're going to jump in. The subject matter at hand is Phil Robertson getting suspended from his television show about his family, Duck Dynasty. The reason he's been suspended, according to A&E, is they said, "We are extremely disappointed to have read Phil Robertson's comments, which are based on his own personal beliefs and are not reflected in the series Duck Dynasty. The network has placed Phil under hiatus from filming indefinitely." The show's fourth season premieres January 15th. He's going to appear in most of it because they filmed most of it at this point. But at this point, he is suspended from filming indefinitely. Why? He gave a very honest interview with GQ Magazine, which... My first thing is, GQ, why were you talking to Phil from Duck Dynasty? I mean, when you think GQ, you don't think those guys. But anyway, we'll talk about what it is that he said and where it went south for him in just a couple minutes. Let's run to the phones. Les, thanks for calling. My brother, you've been gone for a while. Where you been?
Man, work has been killing me. Man, I've been like 10 hours. I'm only off today because I needed to get some maintenance on my car. But we are going to do that thing, and
yes,
this will be a preview of what we're going to give people. Because me and you like to keep it real, and it's going to get real here right here.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let me give an example of the comment that he made. All right. He paraphrased in the interview, he paraphrased Corinthians, and he said, "Don't be deceived. Neither the adulterers, the idolaters, the male prostitutes, the homosexual offenders, the greedy, the drunkards, the slanderers, the swindlers, they won't inherit the kingdom of God. They don't deceive yourself. It's not right." He then went on to make some interesting comments about homosexuality. He says, "To me, it just seems that a vagina would be more desirable than a man's anus. That's just me. There's more there. She's got more to offer. I mean, come on, dudes. It's not logical, my man." And apparently, this is where people got upset, because he stands and says homosexuality is a sin, and he thinks men and women fit better than men and men. Then, of course, he also had some comments about his experiences working on a farm prior to the civil rights movement, which we'll get into in just a minute. What's your reaction to what he said, first of all?
Well, we'll do it in two parts. The first part about homosexuality and things of that nature. Now, like you said, that's his belief, you know, and a lot of people feel that way. You know what I mean? If people wanted to say it or not. I mean, the man was just being real. Now, you know, when you're obligated to a corporation and you say something like that, they're not only looking at the profits they're getting from that show, but they're looking at other shows that people might not watch because of that comment. And that's a business decision, okay? That right there, you can't knock a man for having his beliefs. I might not agree with him, but you know what? That's him. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. And A&E is a free business, and if they feel that him being on the show will jeopardize their profits, then they are within their rights to cut him loose. I don't disagree with that at all.
Absolutely. That I don't have a problem with. I mean, it's America's capitalist society. You're going to have to make your decision on your business, just like directly or indirectly, he made a business decision by saying that. Now, bad come to worst, the show is one of the most popular reality shows in the world. I'm mm-hmm. sure there are other networks out there chomping at the bit to get that contract. That ain't no big deal. However, the other part of this thing about the Jim Crow era, let me tell you something, man. I was born in 1971. That's 2 years removed from the Civil Rights Movement, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Even at that age, during that time, there was no real happiness in the South. And I'm going to tell you something. My grandmother has told me stories many a times where she had my mother. 2 days after that, she was back out there in them East Texas cotton fields, 100-degree weather, 80% humidity, with that baby pulling cotton. And let me tell you something. I don't know about Louisiana, but it was nobody that I know of going, oh, Lord, pick the bell of cotton. Oh, Lord, yeah, we're happy now. That's some bull. You know what I mean? Now, do I think the cat needs to lose his job over it? Nah, ignorance is bliss, and obviously he's happy. But that's stupid, man.
All right, let me give you what he said, all right? As far as the civil rights movement, he says about growing up in Louisiana before the civil rights movement, he said, quote, "I never, with my eyes, saw the mistreatment of any black person, not once. Where we lived, we were all farmers. The blacks worked for the farmers. I hoed cotton with them. I'm with the blacks because we're white trash. They're singing and happy. I never heard one black person say, I tell you what, these doggone white people, pre-entitlement, pre-welfare, you say, were they happy? They were godly. They were happy. No one was singing the blues."
Let me tell you something. Either he had on blinders or he had in earplugs. Because it ain't no way. And I'm telling you, not what I heard, and I'll go on the air with Phil any day. There was no... You know why America is the home of the blues? Because it wasn't a damn thing to be happy about.
Yeah.
That's why America's home of the blues. That's ignorance, man. And let me tell you something. I don't know what part of Louisiana he was in or if his grandpappy was giving him moonshine at an early age. That right there, man, is just way out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
But still, all that being said, that man don't need to lose his job over mm-hmm. there. You know what I mean? That's just ignorance. You know, he's putting things out there that we still are so tabooish about in this country that it's ridiculous, man.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I do.
I don't care who you listen to the Isaac Brothers with in your bedroom. That ain't my business. I don't care. You know what I mean? But don't come holler at me and tell me about how happy my culture was about working 14 hours a day and coming home with $2 and still not having enough money to put something on your table.
But you made the point earlier that A&E does have the right to make the decision to suspend him. He has the right to say whatever he wants, but he also has to live with the consequences of that.
And that's something I've always said.
Just because you have the right to do something don't mean it's the right thing to do.
Exactly. I have always said you have the right to speak your mind. You then have the responsibility to accept the consequences therein. Les, thank you, man. I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to let you go so that we can hit on this a little bit more. You need to send me an email. We need to coordinate, as we say in the hood.
You sure they ready for this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, man.
See you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's take the issue of his views on homosexuality. Basically, he's saying homosexuality is a sin. That's his viewpoint. Many, many, many Christians feel it's the same way. Where I have a real problem with the reaction is that articles that have been written about this circumstance are taking it way, way, way out of context. This synopsis that I've got here of the story starts off with saying that the individual at hand here, Phil Robertson, has just gone out of his mind and is crazy. That is starting off the article slanted. It is not giving any respect to the man's personal views. None. Yet those who are supportive of the gay, lesbian, bi, transgender, whatever it all is, they demand that you and I give them respect and acknowledge that their view and their opinion of their lifestyle is correct. And yet when we make a statement that is contrary to their beliefs, we do not get the same respect that they demand. The article that I've got here says that the comment, the article, equated gay people with equated homosexuality with terrorism and bestiality. That is not what he said. He said, we are all sinners. And he said, he preaches the good news of Christ to all people, regardless if they are homosexuals, terrorists, or anything else. He didn't say and equate homosexuality with anything else. He said that he is open to talking to and sharing his viewpoints with all people. He also went on to say that he loves all people. And people are saying, oh, well, what a hypocrite. He can't. Here's his response to being suspended. This is the publication. This is a statement written by Phil Robertson himself. He says, quote, I myself am a product of the 60s. I centered my life around sex, drugs, and rock and roll until I hit rock bottom and accepted Jesus as my Savior. My mission today is to go forth and tell people about why I follow Christ and also what the Bible teaches. And part of that teaching is that women and men are meant to be together. However, I would never treat anyone with disrespect just because they are different than me. We are all created by the Almighty, and like Him, I love all of humanity. We would all be better off if we loved God and loved each other. In his statement that he feels that homosexuality and other sins are wrong and against God, he is not hating anyone. You have to understand that he acknowledges and understands that you can hate the sin and love the sinner. If you are a Christian and you do not understand that, you are not part of the solution. You are part of the problem.
You might understand why the quote-unquote sinner might not feel loved by some of the comments that come from the critics of...
Okay, we're not talking about other critics. We're talking about this man and this man alone. I am not going to drag in anybody else's comments. We are talking about Phil Robertson and his statements and Duck Dynasty. That's it.
One of the lines he did use in the interview was, he was asked what constitutes a sin, and he said, start with homosexual behavior and just morph out from there. Bestiality, sleeping around with this woman and that woman and that woman and those men.
Right. So that is not equating homosexuality with bestiality. They asked, what is sin? He said, you start there and you morph out. That means those are also sins. It does not say that homosexuality is bestiality. He never said that.
No, but does it sound like it puts it on the same plane?
If you want to take... Sin is sin, Tom. God does not have a... All right, let me take a look at the list. Oh, now, murder, that's higher up on the list than homosexual. Sin is sin. There is no hierarchy. And that's what I was saying.
Is no hierarchy of sin?
There is no hierarchy of sin.
Then how come...
Sin is sin.
How come the... I don't know if punishment is the right word, but how come the...
Consequence?
When you go to as a Catholic, when you go to confession, you are given different levels of a contrition to perform.
That is a man-made analysis of sin, and it does not come from the Word of God.
So all sins are equal in your mind?
Not in my mind, Tom.
All sins are equal in your God's mind.
In the eyes of God, all sin is equal.
Murder and adultery are equal in your mind?
Yes, sir.
Yikes.
And all sin is forgiven as you accept Christ. All sin. The only one that is not, according to my understanding, is rejection of the Holy Spirit. When you're made aware of the salvation and the hope that Christ provides, and you reject it, that's the unforgivable sin. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. 715-845-2155.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. All right, we're talking about Phil Robertson being suspended from A&E's Duck Dynasty program. We're talking about the issue of he stood up for what he believed. And he's not saying that those are his beliefs. He's saying that he stands behind and stands for what God says is right and wrong. It's an honorable thing. The man knows what he believes. He knows why he believes it. And he simply was honest. And yet, he gets suspended. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling, Sophia. I believe you're up. What's on your mind?
I've been listening to you guys this morning, and I've been listening to you every day. You guys are great.
Thank you.
I just have something to say to Tom. Confessing to anybody but God is totally unbiblical. And if you've committed one sin, any sin in the Ten Commandments, according to God, you've committed every sin. So, you know, the Bible is very clear as to what sin is. And Seth is very correct when he says that you hate the sin, but you have to love the sinner.
No disrespect, Sophia, but if that is your reading of the Bible and that murder equates to adultery, equates to not respecting the Sabbath day, then that is something that...
And this is exactly what I said to you earlier, that you don't understand. And those that are non-Christians don't understand.
Did you read the Bible?
I would imagine that there are many Christian sects that would disagree with that reading of the Ten Commandments.
That's fine. They can. And they can sort it out with God when they get there. Okay?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you don't read the Bible.
But the issue is, and the Bible even clearly says this, that the Word of God will be confusing and be just seemed like utter nonsense to those who do not accept Christ.
Absolutely. If you don't have him in your heart,
yep,
you're not going to understand most of what's in that book.
That's exactly right. And thank you, Sophia, very much for calling in.
Thanks.
And here's the brutal truth about it. I don't give a flying rat's butt whether you get it or you don't. That's not my mission. That's not my calling. I know what is the truth, and I'm going to stand up for it. If you choose to accept it, that is awesome. That is between you and God. That's great. If you choose not to, that's also between you and God.
But this holier than thou attitude that your way is the
holier than thou.
This that your way is the only way.
No, I do not. I've never said that,
Tom. That if people disagree with you, that they don't understand.
Tom,
is annoying.
Tom, it's what the Bible says. I simply agree with it. Okay. When you call it holier than thou, no, it's called standing up for what I believe in, and other Christians standing up for what they believe in. And I, for one, am sick and tired of us being ostracized and vilified because we stand up for what we believe in, yet we are supposed to be tolerant of what other people believe.
I'm not ostracizing or vilifying you for your beliefs. Your beliefs are your beliefs. A person's religion should be their own personal thing.
Holier than thou as a phrase is a bit insulting.
When you stand there and say that your view of the Bible is the only true view of the Bible, you're insulting Christian religions in all over the place.
I said I believe what the Bible says. That's what I said. I stand for what the Bible says. Period. I'm not taking responsibility for what the Bible said. That's God's responsibility. And you know what? I think he's got big enough shoulders to do it. Jim, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I want to start by telling you guys Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Jim. Thank you.
That's I enjoy the show every day. Les, the first call you had on this morning, incredibly intelligent individual.
Yes, he is.
I have to hear that. But, yes, I have to agree with what you're saying, Seth, in that a sin is a sin is a sin is a sin. Now, that's between me and God and my understanding. And no one has done more damage to Christ's reputation than Christians have.
I agree with that, too.
And, it's everybody has to develop their own relationship. It's their deal, not mine. Where Phil, the only thing I can say is that he gave his opinion when it was not asked for.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. He was doing an interview with GQ, and they asked him about his views on these kind of things, and he was just honest.
If he was answering because someone asked him for his opinion or his advice, then they get what they get.
Exactly.
They have given him the right to give his response to what the question was.
Exactly.
And then they have to respect the right of whatever it is. They don't have to agree with it.
But you have to, and I'm going to have to let you go on that because we've got to run to the commercial break. But you're right. They published it. They don't have to agree with it. Nobody has to agree with it. But you have to give him the same respect that you are requiring from others. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, 715-845-2155. We'll be right back.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.